This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has credited Indian youth for achieving progress in the area of science, technology and sports, and called upon them to contribute in the areas of cleanliness drive, conservation of water and natural resources, and gift Indian artefacts. He was speaking after inaugurating the Swami Vivekanand Cultural Youth Centre, Vivek Smarak, in Mysuru today. The Prime Minister emphasized that Swami Vivekanand's vision was to mentor our youth and empower them to work for nation building. Mr. Modi further said the capabilities of our youth has transformed India into the second largest mobile phone market. New strides are being made in semiconductor manufacturing, innovations and in private sector space missions. Moreover, Mr. Modi underscored the progress achieved in the last 12 years in the field of education by establishing new universities and colleges, including ITIs, IIMs, IITs, AIMS, and increasing medical seats as well.
पिछले 12 वर्षों में 650 से ज्यादा नई यूनिवर्सिटीज बनी है। पिछले 12 वर्षों में करीब 14,000 नए कॉलेज बने हैं, 4,000 से ज्यादा नई आईटीआई बनाई गई, 9 नए आईआईएम, 7 नई आईआईटी और 13 नए एमबी स्थापित किए गए हैं। आज देश में एमबीबीएस की सीटें करीब 1,40,000 हो चुकी है, मेडिकल कॉलेजों की संख्या बढ़कर 823 हो गई है।
Karnataka Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar, Governor Thawar Chand Gehlot and President of Ramakrishna Math Srimad Swami Gautamanandji Maharaj were present on the occasion. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched development projects worth around 18,000 crore rupees, including airport, road and energy infrastructure at Vizianagaram in Andhra Pradesh. Addressing a public meeting, the Prime Minister said, Andhra Pradesh is moving ahead at a rapid pace and the centre is fully committed to realising the vision of Swarna Andhra and Viksit Bharat through large-scale infrastructure and industrial development. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved the advance release of 2,117.85 crore rupees from the central share of the State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF, to support the states affected by floods during the ongoing southwest monsoon. The assistance approved for the affected states includes 44.55 crore rupees to Arunachal Pradesh as advance release of the first installment for the financial year 2026-27. The flood situation in Odisha continues to remain grim, with the Mahanadi and its tributaries in spate posing a fresh threat to low-lying areas of Cuttack, Puri, Jagatsingpur, Kendrapara and Khordha districts. 10 downstream districts remain on high alert as Hirakud Dam continues releasing flood water through 22 gates. More than 8 lakh people have been affected, while over 2,69,000 people have been evacuated to safer places. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi today conducted an aerial survey. Cross-border trade between India and China through Nathula Pass in Sikkim resumed today, ending a suspension of more than 6 years. Our correspondent reports that Nathula, located at an altitude of over 14,000 feet in East Sikkim, served for centuries as a vital trade route along the ancient Silk Route, connecting India with Tibet. At the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, India climbed to fourth place today after its medal tally rose to 34, including 11 gold, 15 silver and 8 bronze medals. Indian boxers Jasmine Lamboria, Preeti Pawar, Sakshi Chaudhary, Priya Gangas and Arundhati Chaudhary delivered dominant victories in their respective finals to win gold medals. Preeti claimed the women's 54-kilogram boxing title with a commanding 5-0 victory over Canada's Scarlett Delgado. Jasmine, the reigning world champion, secured another 5-0 win in the women's 57-kilogram final, defeating Michaela Walsh of Northern Ireland. Sakshi then beat Ruby White of England in the women's 51-kilogram final 5-0 to win. It was a harder final bout for Priya, who beat Marie Bartoul Al-Ahmadieh of Canada 4-1 in a split verdict in women's 60-kilogram final. And with that, we end this news bulletin.